USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As voters head to the polls in the New Hampshire primary, House GOP leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the Republican Party is united, while the Democrats not so much.
Much different in a contrast to the Democratic Party, where they have their own civil war. First, internally inside this House, the number of Democrats who are fearful of losing their seats based upon the decisions the Speaker made about moving forward in impeachment.
The world faces a very grave threat in the coronavirus. That's according to a top official with the World Health Organization. The group's director general also says the virus is in an emergency in China. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will host the King and Queen of Spain on April 21st. It will be the first formal state visit, including a ceremonial White House dinner. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Two of the nation's largest wireless carriers are set to join forces. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The merger between Sprint and T-Mobile has been given the go-ahead by a judge. Many states, including California and New York, had tried to stop the merger by filing a lawsuit. They were worried about less competition and higher prices. The deal that's been approved includes a provision that the two companies cover 97% of the U.S. with a 5G network within 3 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he remains upbeat about the outlook for the U.S. economy, but is warning Congress about possible threats. The U.S. economy is in its record 11th straight year of expansion, the longest ever. Still, Powell says it's uncertain what the full impact of the coronavirus will have on the global economy. He's also expressing concern over the growing federal deficit, which is expected to reach $1 trillion this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has a story of a 60-year-old tradition that continues to take place in New Hampshire.
It's a midnight voting 60-year-old tradition. The folks in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, casting the first primary votes. Five voters, and who do they choose? Three write-in votes for Mike Bloomberg, one vote for Mayor Pete, and one vote for Bernie Sanders.
Much is made of all the political infighting going on in the Trump administration, but just how much of this is normal and how much is being overblown by folks in the mainstream media? Well, I had a chance to catch up with presidential historian Dr. Tevi Troy. He's also author of a new book titled Fight House, Rivalries in the White House from Truman to Trump. And one of the things I asked him was these rivalries and this bickering that we see in the White House, what leads to it?
Well, again, you said Trump administration or any administration, there are three things that lead to infighting administrations. Number one is ideological disagreement. Number two is the lack of a fair process, the feeling that somebody can go directly to the president and circumvent the normal way of getting answers. And then the third is if there's presidential tolerance for the infighting. If the president says, hey, let's fight it out, then you'll see more of it.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2012 when pop superstar Whitney Houston dies at the age of 48. Houston was found dead in the bathtub of her suite in a Beverly Hills hotel. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.